Hola, ¿cómo está? Ven, pero hombre, que habéis aquí, fuera.
Mira, cájate, cájate.
¿Cómo se trata la película? ¿Cómo se trata la película?
¡Graciosa! Es una cosa preciosa. ¡Habré visto!
¡El miedo! ¡El miedo! ¡Es el pistolero!
Es una película más bonita. Que sí. Es una cosa divina, ¿no? No digo más que mejor que traigo al pueblo. De manera que fijaros qué pedazo de película será. Enorme. Una película ole.
Esta tarde en el ayuntamiento a las 5 habrá gran función de cine con la película El Doctor Frankenstein. El precio de la entrada será de una peseta para los mayores y 2 reales los menores.
Te he dicho que es un espíritu. Sí. mais la plupart aiment le risque, l'exploit. Tu verras que bientôt dans les journaux, on parlera de robotique sportive.
Non. Dans ce verre-ci, le vin rouge.
C'est très bien, mademoiselle. Merci.
Pardon, je n'ai pas l'habitude.
Là-bas, la Bono, c'est bien fini. Cela, au moins, avait un idéal. Avec des revolvers à barillet, ils ont terrorisé Paris pendant plusieurs jours. Ils étaient désintéressés et généreux.
Ah ouais, mais c'était tout de même des gangsters, hein.
As if you were afraid of cheese.
Afraid of cheese?
Sounds impossible, doesn't it? But watch this.
The strangest thing I've ever seen.
Is that the result of conditioning, Mr. Brandt?
How did you do that?
Well, we began several months ago with just a mouse, one that liked cheese.
Which I thought then was playful, but now I recognize that I have offended people. And that those people that I have offended, I want to say to them, I'm deeply sorry about that. And I apologize. To the women that I will be a champion for the women, a champion. And I hope that you will give me the chance to prove that. the dirty politics back to the future of California.
Para que se desarrolle. Es un cerebro perfecto, doctor. Bueno, debe enterarse. Procede de su laboratorio. El cerebro robado del laboratorio era de un criminal.
Pensé que le iba a decir.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Is it Ken?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ken. It's Angel.
Yeah.
Is it Ken G? Is it you?
How are you?
Fine. Did you call me yesterday?
Yes.
Oh. You know, you talk about Benjamin, my restaurant?
Yeah.
There's a on the shell, you know, the shell for the, we do shell and the table?
Yes.
The shell and table for the basement, that one we live over for the grocery, that we bring the downstairs. That's all we got. We don't have nothing. And another one is I just bought a...
Stop whining.
Hello?
Yes.
Now you call me, you said you want to know what's in the basement.
Stop it!
Hello?
Who are you?
That's my name, the Angel. Are this the health department?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
Huh?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
So it is the health department?
Yeah.
This Angel speaking, you call me, you want to talk to me.
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Huh?
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Oh.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Huh?
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Oh.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Yeah?
I want to have them answered immediately.
What is it?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I called him here. He called me yesterday. Did you?
This is how it's coming into us. This is a pooling of resources between the networks. The president spoke at this podium, here we're going to take a second pass at it. We'll show you that the tape is coming in again, and we'll hope that this time we have audio and can hear the president.
Meanwhile, we are told that on the other side of Scotland, 100 youthful protesters staged a blockade at the home of Britain's nuclear submarine fleet, hoping to send a message to the group of eight leaders who meet in Scotland this week. This protest is about anti-militarism and the G8, spokeswoman Ruth Tanner of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament told AFP at the main north gate of Fars Lane, home of Royal Navy's Trident toting strategic submarines. 90% of arms dealing comes out of G8 countries. You can't make promises about poverty when you're pumping so much into arms, Tanner said, alluding to Blair's hopes for the G8 summit to act on poverty in Africa.
Several months ago with just a mouse, one that liked cheese. Now he responds to cheese as he would ordinarily respond to an electric shock. That's what we call conditioning. We hitch up a stimulus, the cheese, with a new response.
Must be pretty hard on the mouse. But it doesn't happen to people that way, does it?
Let's find out.
the hell am I? If I'm not me, who the hell am I? Who the hell am I? If I'm not me, who the hell am I? Who the hell am I? How am I?
This conditioning may wear off after a while, or it may not. Emotional disturbances may ruin your appetite, make you nervous, even upset your stomach.
Why, it's like running away from cheese. I can see where conditioning can be pretty unhealthy.
That's true, Jean, but don't forget that conditioning can also be very useful. It's a good idea to be conditioned to stop whenever you see a red traffic light.
Well, then we want to get rid of unhealthy conditioning.
I don't want to be a scaredy cat all my life.
That's right. You want to grow into a mature, balanced person. That's a matter of conditioning, too.
Before we go, Mr. Brent, may I keep this graft?
Yes, of course.
I'm beginning to see now how important it is to understand your emotions.
Thank you, Mr. Brent. This is a Panoptic production.
He left.
He left.
No one's watching. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.